Moed Karn Perk Aleph Mishnah Tes. Mamidin Tanor Vikiraim Virechaim Bemoed. One is allowed to stand, which means to build and to place and fix a tanor, an oven, and a kiraim is also a type of oven, like we learned in Shabbos, where kiraim is more like a box shape, and a tanor, it slants more like a triangle, so therefore it gets hotter. Virechaim or a mill. All these things are used for food. And therefore, you can build it, fix it, and they used to, usually, they were portable, they would move it from place to place, that's why it says mamidin, because they would place it in one place, and this you'll have to do on Chol Moed, because it's Oichel Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ein Mechabshin Esarichayim Batchila. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, we do not chisel into a mill on Chol Moed. This is like Makab Pontish, that the mill should be able to crush well. If it's just very smooth, the thing that would be turning and crushing, if that surface was very smooth, it wouldn't crush so well, so they would chisel little niches inside of it so that it would crush things better. So you cannot do that on Chol Moed, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But the Rush does say that's only a new one, but an old one that just got worn down, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to sharpen it and put niches into it and carve and things like that, so it works better. However, the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda.